As we lift off, let's capture this picture-perfect moment. Please look to the left of the helicopter and give our professional photographer a little wave. Now straight ahead with a big smile. And lastly, to the right with a final wave goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ride of your life. As we begin our spectacular journey, we ask that you please keep your seatbelts fastened for the entire flight. If you're sitting in the front seat, please make sure your feet, arms, and bags do not touch the helicopter controls. This is a Bell 407 helicopter, the quietest helicopter of its class in the world. More importantly, it's also the safest helicopter ever produced. So relax and enjoy this unique aerial view of Niagara. You're in good company. We fly about 100,000 people every year. Among them, such celebrities as Sir Richard Branson, singer Elton John, actor Russell Crowe, and golf legend Greg Norman. Looking downstream as we climb over the Whirlpool Golf Course, you can see the prestigious Niagara Parks Commission School of Horticulture, home of the Butterfly Conservatory. A stroll through these lush gardens and elaborate parklands reveals why it's a favorite year-round destination for thousands of tourists every year. As we bank over the Great Wolf Lodge, you have a clear view of the Spanish Aero Car, about 1,500 feet below us. This aerial tram carries sightseers over the mesmerizing waters of the Niagara Whirlpool. The Whirlpool's current is so strong that objects can be caught in its swirling waters for weeks before escaping into the lower river. Normally, the Whirlpool flows counterclockwise. However, when the river level is low, the Whirlpool slows and actually changes direction. An extraordinary natural phenomenon. The lowest water level occurs naturally during the heat of summer, but because the local generating plants divert river water to create hydroelectricity, the water level drops significantly when energy needs are high. This section of the Niagara River, below the falls, is called the Niagara Gorge. It's a favorite destination for hikers, nature lovers, and recreational fishermen. Most scientists believe that 12,000 years ago, the falls were located near Queenston Heights, 11 kilometers downstream from their current location, and actually eroded their way along this stretch of the Niagara River at a rate of about a meter per year. In the early 1950s, when the hydro plants began diverting water, the erosion rate slowed to a mere 3 centimeters per year. When the first European man recorded seeing the falls, Father Louis Hennepin, in 1678, the falls would have been close to their current location, but the Canadian Horseshoe Falls would have formed only a shallow U shape. Past the Rainbow Bridge are the American Falls and the narrow Bridal Veil Falls. You'll notice that the river above the American Falls is shallow and turbulent. This is due to naturally occurring massive cracks in the riverbed. Scientists believe that the erosion caused by these powerful rapids will eventually destroy the American Falls. Thankfully, according to their calculations, we still have about 2,000 years to enjoy them just as they are. And here we are at the majestic Canadian Horseshoe Falls. Once you've experienced the magnificence of the falls, you can understand why they've attracted millions of people for centuries. While most visitors are satisfied to gaze at them from shore, some have been tempted to challenge their might in daring feats. Although recent daredevil attempts have been fairly successful, we still prefer our more distant, decidedly drier vantage point. The view is simply better up here, and from this angle on a sunny day, you're likely to spot several spectacular rainbows in the mist. On the Canadian side of the river is Queen Victoria Park, the crown jewel of the Niagara Parks Commission. Millions of tourists come here every year to admire the falls, enjoy live concerts, gaze at fireworks, relax with a picnic, and delight in the nightly illumination of the falls. The Niagara River Parkway is the only road that passes through the park, which stretches for 58 kilometers from Fort Erie to Niagara-on-the-Lake. The Niagara Parks Commission, established in 1885 to preserve the parklands, keeps the entire stretch of parkway clean and beautiful. The falls are awe-inspiring in every season, but winter boasts unique wonders. Snow and ice build up at the base of the falls, forming a 10-story deep ice bridge between Canada and the United States. Decades ago, it was common winter recreation for people to stroll and socialize on this ice bridge, until the day the ice broke, sending three people down the river and many others scrambling for their lives. A larger-than-usual ice bridge wreaked havoc again in 1938, when it actually destroyed the upper steel arch bridge. But this combination of mist and cold can be beautiful as well. Throughout the winter, mist settles and freezes on the surrounding parks, transforming them into a glistening, frozen fantasy land. As we approach the Whirlpool Bridge, you'll be able to see the Niagara River Rapids ahead. The rapids are formed as the river roars downhill over huge chunks of limestone, churning up 20-foot waves. Some years ago, a daring entrepreneur offered raft rides down these rapids, but after a spectacular tragedy in the cascading water, it quickly became evident that this was not such a good idea. We've traveled full circle, and you can once again see the Whirlpool and Niagara Heliport. As we prepare for our final descent, you now have a clear view of two massive concrete structures extending down the side of the gorge to the river's edge. These are the hydro-generating plants I spoke of earlier, the Sir Adam Beck Complex here in Canada and the Robert Moses Complex in the United States. The two large reservoirs on either side of the river hold the water that is brought from the gates upstream until it is needed. For those of you interested in exploring the fascinating process of turning water into electricity, tours are offered at the Sir Adam Beck Generating Complex throughout the day. Before we land, here's some trivia to impress your friends. Niagara Helicopters is the oldest helicopter sightseeing company in the world. We've been flying passengers over the falls since 1961. The flags in our parking lot show the countries where the majority of our passengers live. We'll leave it up to you to name them. If all the miles Niagara Helicopters flies in one three-day weekend were placed end-to-end, they would stretch from Niagara Falls to Germany and back. A Bell 407 like the one we're flying in costs well over $2 million. We hope you've enjoyed your flight. For your safety, as we begin our descent into Niagara Heliport, we ask that you please keep your seatbelts fastened until our staff come to help you out. Before you exit the helicopter, please return your headset to where you found it. And as you leave, please walk directly to the exit gates. If you haven't already done so, remember to pick up your free flight certificate in our souvenir shop, where we also have Niagara Helicopters t-shirts, sweatshirts, and pins available. The photograph that was taken as we left is also ready for you in our photo studio. And if flying has given you an appetite, our cafe has a sheltered patio from which you can comfortably view our helicopters at work. Thank you for flying with Niagara Helicopters. Have a wonderful stay in Niagara. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Have a great day and a safe journey home. And remember to check out your takeoff photograph, which is now ready for you in our photo studio.